Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna try to forget all about the burn. Girl, you should have seen me today. trying to put the burn on like all the cold metal that I could find around me to try to cool that joint off. And that joint would, it would stop hurting for a moment. And then as soon as I take my hand off of that cold metal, right back to it. Right back to it.
Yeah.
I was like, this ain't right, man. All over a couple of noodles, yeah. This is not right. Over a couple of noodles, I burnt myself. But, yeah, hey, again, like I say, your man is dedicated. You know what I mean? Don't ever, ever, ever ask, is DMV Kale dedicated or not? Because I am going to get through this Friday Eve, Thursday show with the help of everyone. Yeah, but just know your boy playing wounded. To borrow words from my father, that damn cup of noodles.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good compared to that. I'm doing amazing.
I got little snuffles.
I think I'm coming down with a cold, but.
Oh,
I'm good. I'm not going to claim it. I'm not doing none of that. I'm just not claiming it.
Girl, that was me last week. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but I was talking through my nose almost the whole week last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, goodness gracious. But, you know, we're going to fight that bug with you, and we ain't even going to claim it. You just, you know, it's just a little cooler. Than normal, just a little cooler than normal. That's all
right.
So y'all know we're gonna throw away the cup of noodles and we're gonna throw away Teresa's sniffles. How about that? Can we do that together, everybody? That's what's up. That's what's up. We're gonna do that together. All right, y'all. Today on Kale's Corner, we will discuss the new emphasis on traveling by the NBA refs. As the Golden State Warriors were the latest victims on Tuesday night of the new rules versus the Mavericks. You know, now all of a sudden the referees want to act like, you know, they know what traveling is when all these years, you know, I think they even renamed it. What did they call it? The Euro Step? Didn't they rename it the Euro Step? Well, well, now it's a penalty. Yeah, okay, whatever.
You ain't got to tell me. Yeah. The Euro,
you know,
step
I'm
is
like,
evaluation.
You know, I mean, it's like, man, referees, man, I'm just like, I love the games. I love the sport. But I am sick of the referees, and they not.
Yeah, they're taking the fun out of it.
And you know what? Let me say this real quick. Ever since Donahue confirmed our suspicions over cheating.
Yeah.
It's been very, very hard to think that, they on the up and up. Everybody, but you know what, God, we're going to get into that. We're going to do the college football power rankings, the top 10 teams. And now I'm going to read these teams off, y'all, and tell me, which team do you think will have the best chance at winning it all, winning this college playoff, you know? Lady T presents leader team of Lady T's picks. We all know your boy DMV Kale was our last week's winner. So I want some of y'all to feel this way, man. I want some more people to feel this way. So I hope y'all ready and you attack them picks this week like a pit bull going out on a stranger. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And we're also going to discuss this week 13, you know, give your reason and your opinion on who will be the winners and the losers and why. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, football has it has turned me upside down, inside out this season, for real, because things that I expect to go on haven't gone on. Teams that I expect to win, lose. Teams that I expect to lose, pulling it off. So, you know, y'all got to be, hey, y'all know it's to this grindstone, man. Be ready for this football thing because I'm here to tell you, man, nothing is as we thought it was. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Nothing at all. So all these topics and so much, much more on today's episode. And listen, Grady T, when we go into a topic and I say much, that'll be this part right here. All these topics and so much, much more. Because, you know, listening to Tuesday's episode, and it was like, I was like, we are so crazy. We just go from one subject to another and Treese was trying to reel us back in. Come on, y'all. And everybody's just talking about the subject. So, yeah, but hey, that was a good time. That was a good time. So that's what we want to do. We want to have a good time on Tales Corner, you know? So you can join Lady T and the Online Corner Crew, my baddie. I saw what you said, my baddie. I saw what you said. Off the bus. That's all I'm saying. Off the bus, my baddie. Yeah, my baddie, lead that corner crew, y'all. On Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Gale, and all our live and studio guests. That's 57, Darius, Lou, from Joyce, Reese Cup, Mima, Tang, just everybody that calls in. If I forgot your name, please forgive me. And
007.
Our 007, exactly. Our off-scene callers, the ones that call and don't want to talk, all they want to do is listen. We appreciate you all, too.
Have a great day. We love you, too.
No doubt. And you can be a guest by calling in at 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner, man. Sports talk on a whole new level. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take a quick moment. I want to hear something that we ain't heard. I bet you Tree say, I bet you. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Go. I ain't never ran from it. No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Oh. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mine. Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth.
Oh man, me versus me. That's a tribute to my co-host, man. You know what I mean? The NBA.
Yeah.
You know, the refs are now putting an emphasis on traveling. Meaning when a player picks up the ball and moves his pivot foot without dribbling. And the majority of the time, the pivot foot is his left foot. So you can spin around in a circle in one spot. You can pass that ball off to another player, but you can't actually make a forward or backward movement with the ball without dribbling.
Right.
Now, we have seen this Euro step, as I mentioned in the preset. We have seen this Euro step come here to the USA NBA be accepted. I mean, and I'm not bashing LeBron, but LeBron is the one that the rule was changed for, because LeBron was the first player I personally saw execute the Euro step, and it was accepted. So my thing is, what exactly is traveling? What are they going to? I mean, what are these guys going to have to do for them to actually call it traveling? Because I know they're not going to start calling LeBron for traveling now. All these years he's been in the league, he was the inventor of this Euro step, in my opinion. And now, all of a sudden, Golden State is going to lose to the Mavericks because you called Steph Curry for sliding over and shooting his jumper. You called that traveling now? I thought you had one step and then shoot. As long as you have one step and shoot, I thought that was all legal. I thought that was a part of the game. Excuse me. Am I wrong, Tree?
Because it is a travel. I've always thought it was a travel.
Okay.
It's a travel. You have to put the ball down first and then move your feet.
Right.
I mean, that's just I was taught. That's just how I was taught.
Right, right.
And I played basketball for high school. Level did I go beyond high school and play sports. But when I did play at that level, you had to put the ball down, then move your feet. And I've been saying this for years. They all are walking. LeBron need to be called for. All of them need to be called for, because it's a walk. It's a travel. Mm-hmm. It's, they got their luggage. They walking. They running, some of them.
They pack their lunch, yeah.
They pack their lunch. Stop all this foolishness.
All right.
Like, put the ball down, and then let's go back to basic. Now, if you can, if you so savvy that you can put the ball down, then start moving your feet all fast, and you know, get past that other person, then do that. But you have to put the ball down first, sir.
Right.
We'll get called for those crowds, and they got to get lunch back home with you.
I agree. I agree totally. Let's bring another call in. We're gonna let Darius be the first one that had the first word today. What's up, D?
Oh, he's about to go hard on us.
Nine.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
Hey, Darius.
All right.
I mean, if it's travel, it's travel. Just like when they get the ball off the inbound, they just start walking without even taking a dribble.
Yeah.
If it's travel, just call it. Some of these euros is not travel though, and I cannot let you get that to LeBron James, because you had a guy like Ginobili come in the league and really popularize this move. I think that's where it first started, when that came and he popped it.
But Ginobili didn't make it popular. No,
he did.
Ginobili did not make it popular. It was described and allowed when LeBron did it. It was executed on ESPN first take when Skip and Stephen A. Smith were still working together. And they broke that thing down. And now, they did bring up Ginobili, because Stephen A. Smith was on the side of it's a travel. And Skip Bayless, because, you know, he loved everything Spurs, was on the side that is not a travel. And then once it came to LeBron, Stephen A. Smith was still like, yeah, that's a travel. And then Skip Bayless said, I could see where you would say that all of a sudden, but it's not a travel. And I'm like, man, that's a travel, bro. I don't care who you are, where you playing, that is a travel. Now, again, like I say, it was emphasized, brought more to attention when LeBron did it. You know what I mean? But yes, I agree with you 100%. It was Ginobili who introduced it. It was Ginobili who introduced the move. Go ahead.
I think we just gonna have to agree to disagree on that one, because Ginobili was just as a star, just like before LeBron even came into the league. Ginobili was already a big name overseas. We got to understand that also. It's called Euro, American set. It's Euro. So if this guy come over here and he still has success and he still got his name, everybody taking this move from this guy. He popularized this move.
But
you can't change Air Jordan. You just can't do it. You got to give credit to the credit.
Listen to me. Ginobili wasn't a star overseas. He was the man overseas. But when it came to the United States and LeBron James, he shut down everything in the state. He shut down it all because he was the phenom on Sports Illustrated, pronosticated to be this and that, the new Jordan, basically. So, Ginobili was the man where he's from, but we're talking about the NBA. Ginobili's not from here. Ginobili had attention and he had notoriety, but it was nowhere near the length or the extent that LeBron's attention and notoriety went to. That's all I'm saying.
But you still can't give it to LeBron, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You had a guy like D. Wade that was doing it way better and way more than LeBron was even doing it on any level. LeBron don't even Euro step, really. You see Giannis. You don't even really see LeBron really Euro like that. He don't even, that ain't
you
even
don't.
His move. No,
you
that's
don't.
Not really his move.
Wow. Okay. We're going to take another call on this one. Come on in here, 57. Come on in here, 57. Say what you got to say.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Jed. Poor Mountaineer barely kept his family fed. Everybody got a theme song. I wanted one too. Shoot. There you go, man.
Everybody
got their own song. Look. I'm going to give a shout-out to LeBron since y'all got him out there on stage for his comments he made about Jerry Jones today last night when he got the microphone. You know, I have to give him some credit on that one. But I also got to agree with Darius. I got to agree with Darius because, he questioned why the reporters – did not ask him questions about Jerry Jones like they asked questions about Kyrie when Kyrie made a mistake and said, hey, I'm learning, you know, I'm trying to be strong for my culture and everything, mm-hmm. but I'm learning, you know, he said they just kept going into it. But when Jerry Jones stuff came out, it was like he said, you never said, hey, what do you think about this? You know, basically y'all just glazed over it. And they still have it, you know, and they let Jerry Jones come out and say, I was a kid, I was learning, blah, 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 blah. Okay, give me my rings back and let me go. And that's basically what he said. But y'all tried to persecute Kyrie, you know. I give him a shout out for standing up.
Congratulations. I appreciate that. Because I saw it, but I didn't really have time to go into it. It was in passing that I saw it. But congratulations to him, and I'm glad.
It's about time.
That he, you know, well,
yeah.
I ain't going to touch that.
Because the Kyrie stuff came out. But when the Kyrie stuff came out, LeBron James was so quick to condemn him. You know, he said
when Kyrie came out, I said that. You right, sis. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, you good. Go ahead.
Mm-mm, no, I got across. I didn't mean to.
Back to the point.
I have to agree with Darius, Kale. The first time I heard about the Euro step, it was John Thompson's show talking about it, and he was talking about the move. He said, "Did you see the move that Ginobili made last night? Is that walking? They call it the Euro step." And he said, "I ain't seen nobody do it like Ginobili's been able to do it." He said, "But you know, is that walking there or what?" And that was when he was still doing the show with Mitch and Walker. You know, so I never saw I've never seen LeBron do the Euro. I never have. And that's the
You've
truth.
You've never seen LeBron do a Euro.
I've never seen LeBron do the Euro.
They call what he do
but
the
it's not
walk.
His move. That's what I'm trying to tell him. He do it, but it's not his move. He's done it before, yes.
Listen,
but it's not
this,
his move.
How
Giannis come down the floor and Euro these guys and dunk on them, that's Giannis' move. When Giannis come down and spin on the guys and dunk on them, that's Giannis' move. A Euro wasn't really in LeBron's bag like that. It was Wade after Ginobili, it was Wade.
Okay. We agree to disagree. We agree to disagree. See, I was watching basketball before the playoffs and before the Final Four or the finals and all of that. I was watching basketball during the regular season throughout the duration of the season. So I can understand for someone that they get into it once it gets into the playoff to not have seen this. I understand where you're coming from. But what I'm telling you that was a part of what LeBron would break out into. It was.
We didn't see it because you watch more basketball than we do.
I didn't say that.
You can't just get away with that, man. Come on.
Hey, listen. Hey, first of all, if you throw a rock in the crowd, the only screamer is the one that got hit. So if that rock hits you,
another Kellerism. I'm gonna just be quiet.
If that rock hits you, it hits you. That's all it is to that. But if I throw a rock in the crowd.
Okay. Well, you just got hit by a boulder, bro. You just got hit by a boulder.
Okay, that's cool. Guess what? On Kale's corner, I get hit by everything all the time. It don't matter.
You got the button, though, so I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up.
I know what I've watched, okay, throughout all of this. During the first time that this Euro step was introduced to the league, and if you guys heard me, I said, yes, Ginobili was the person who brought it. Ginobili was the first that we've seen do it and get away with it. But as Ginobili's career advanced and these other guys' careers blossomed, we saw them do it more and with the no-call. And now, all of a sudden, the referees are deciding to put emphasis on traveling. Now, I don't know if you guys saw that game Tuesday night, Golden State versus the Mavericks, but I had to go back and look at this. I had to go back and look at it, and it was a travel. It was a travel. Haven't we seen it plenty of times before, and it was a no call. To me,
I think Curry did something.
I think they just cleaned
the refs
it up.
Hadn't.
It like you said, Curry must have got on them guys' skin, and they said, "Well, you know, we on you from here on out."
Yep.
Because they, it's like they've singled him out. because they weren't bothering nobody else. They singled him out.
Right.
They got Clay one or two times, but they really singled him out.
So what does that say about the basketball that we've been watching? If people have been doing this step since Ginobili, and it's a no-call, why has it been a no-call all these years and all of a sudden now you want to put emphasis on it? That's all I'm at. That's my question right there. Why now put an emphasis on it? I mean, because that makes the referees look bad. That makes the referees look bad in my book.
Terry complains every time he gets touched.
If they do it, they look bad. If they don't, the missed calls that they making, you know, it makes them look bad anyway. And then you got referees calling people MFs and, you know, dummies and all this kind of stuff. That's why the other guy, he was suspended for two games.
Hey.
The referee for calling Kyrie stupid or dumb or something.
There is no play more emphasis than Rasheed Wallace being thrown out the game, and when his teammate asked to ref, why are you throwing him out the game? He's staring at me. He's trying to intimidate me. Are you serious? He's staring at me? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, hey, you know.
Yeah, that's terrible.
All I can say is if this is going to be a call of emphasis now, make it all the way around the board. Because we all saw Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, we all saw these guys singled out. So I need you to make this a league-wide emphasis, not just a Tuesday night Golden State versus the Mavericks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. They tell us, no, this game is on the up and up, and we make a legitimate above board calls on plays. And now all of a sudden, something that we've seen allowed for centuries.
Yeah.
We've seen this allowed, and now all of a sudden, it's a travel. It's a discretion now. All of a sudden, come on, NBA, come on, y'all gotta do better than that.
Tighten up, NBA.
NBA fans are not retarded. I don't think they are. You know, people can see. Again, to me, it's more like it really looked like the refs had it out for Klay and Steph the other night. It really looked like we're going to put an emphasis on them, not the teams, on them. You know, we're going to hold them accountable. Not everybody, just them. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right at all. If you're going to call the game fair. Everybody gets the same calls. If they commit the infraction that is deemed a penalty, everyone should get that same call. I don't care what your name is or how superstar you are and or none of that, you know, none of that. So, you know, get it together, NBA.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Get it together, for real, because you guys are a major sport through the winter, leading into the summer. But there are other sports that people can turn to. There are other sports that people can watch and will, you know. So get it together, man. Get it together, man. Make these rules apply to everyone. To everyone. Because I even saw Luka do a move or two without dribbling the ball. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all going to call that? That's a turnover. According to the way y'all calling the game against Golden State, that's a turnover.
Right.
But, hey, you know, everybody does their own thing. Everyone has their own opinion. But I just, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. It does not make sense to me. How are you going to just say, oh, this is now a punishable turnover, you know, infraction? Really? Really?
Right.
You've been letting it go for centuries. You've been letting dudes do this for centuries. Now all of a sudden, what did Arsenio Hall used to say? Things that make you go, huh? But this is one of them that make me go, for real. Seriously. Darius, you got more you want to say on this?
No, I was good.
Okay. 57, you got more you want to say on this?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. That was a good one, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Been that, feel that, will forever be that, I'm the hood Mona Lisa, breaking good into pieces. Had to egg some cheesy n****s out my circle like a pizza. I'm way too exclusive, I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All the little clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bill talking cash. See like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a n- if I had him. That's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage, classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty, packing, stupid, what's happening, I'm a savage, classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty.
Hey, she won out, y'all. I mean, has her gone, you know, or is it just me?
What happened?
I said, is she gone? Is her sizzle? Has it fizzled out?
Yeah, she should have been sizzled out.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Who was that?
Really? Megan Thee Stallion.
Listen, she's calling herself Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
Men are stallions. Like, the name already twisted for me. Like, go sit down.
I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
I know that's right.
No doubt.
She can be who she want to be. I could get her.
Yeah.
Another show for that answer.
The views that were just expressed about her name were of Lady T, not DMVG, and nobody
right.
else.
Only Lady T is responsible for that. Yes, I do take full responsibility for her calling herself a man. And y'all fondled and loving it. So it got to be something under them. Well, let me just go ahead and shut up.
I'm about to say, because I'm over here about the bus. I'm over here about the bus. Just please stop.
Listen, if somebody openly call themselves a man, hey, let them have that. They can go ahead. I don't know what's under that dress.
Much.
In the connotations of things that we call women over the years, that's not that bad.
Okay, see? So. There you go.
Much.
Everybody does
Much.
Not share my opinion.
Yeah.
But we ain't got
Much.
Nothing to say about it, though. That's for certain.
I sure enough don't. No, sir. Won't get me. You will not catch me up. You know what I mean? No. But, I was just wondering that, though, as she lost her sizzle. Because I really haven't seen a lot of her on TV, you know, appearances doing stuff, you know. It's like, hey, did that joint die down already? Wow.
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know who is happy that her little sizzle done rolled out is what's a little light skin one name, y'all?
Oh, Cardi B.
Cardi B and the one that was with Lil Wayne and them. Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
Nicki.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. College football power ranking top 10 teams. All right, y'all ready? They got Georgia.
At he finally got off
Georgia.
That subject.
Yeah. Are you trying to, every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
They pull me back in.
Number one is Georgia at 12-0. Number two is Michigan at 12-0. Number three, TCU at 12-0. Number four, USC at 11-1. Ohio State, 11-1. Number six, Alabama, 10-2. Number seven, Tennessee, 10-2. Number eight, we have Penn State, 10-2. Number nine, Washington, 10-2. And bringing up number 10 is Clemson at 10-2. I seriously think, first of all, let me say, I think Alabama's run is coming to an end. I think that schools are because they're able to, you know, delve out a little bit of money and you know, treat these athletes like junior stars, they're able to obtain the service of some grade A number one talent players. So I think Alabama's run with that is kind of over with. Now, I'm not saying Alabama won't make it to the championship and won't win the championship. I'm just saying it's going to be harder than it has been in previous years because now they have serious competition. And for real, it's a toss-up for me between Michigan and Georgia, the number one and the number two teams. Michigan, I'm not going to lie, y'all. They impressed me in that Ohio State game 2 weeks ago. They really impressed me because I thought Ohio, being in Ohio State, you know, I thought that Ohio State had the advantage. But when they panned through the crowd, man, them Ohio State fans was, I mean, literally crying.
Yes.
And Michigan just went on about their business as if it didn't bother them, and we came here to work. So y'all play around if y'all want to. We come in here to get this victory and get on up out of here. And that's just what they did. That is just what they did. Kudos to Harbaugh, you know. It seems as though his message is finally coming through clear with his staff and players as well, you know, because everybody stepped up. Everybody stepped up. And I'm here now saying Michigan is going to be a hard win for anybody. It's going to be a hard win, even for Georgia or TCU, and TCU, boy, you talk about surprising. Wow. TCU has always been, they've been a good school, but they've really always been the butt of everyone's joke. And for them to be up in front of USC You know, for them to be the number three team out of the college football top 10, and that's an accomplishment for them right there. That is an accomplishment for them right there. And if the playoffs started tomorrow, we would have Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and USC. And they would probably have number four play number one, number three play number two. And I'm telling you, that would be some good football to watch. That would be some good football to watch. And I'm telling you, whoever stands out in these games, write those names down. Because that's usually the start of a great NFL career. A great NFL career. And I'm talking at any position. Any position. You can watch the offensive lineman, the defensive lineman. You can watch the linebackers. You can watch the center. Everybody. Nose tackle. Because it's college football. And these guys are one step away from that big payday, you know, that they all want. So they're really giving all, and let's keep it real, more than the pros at times, you know, are putting out. So, you know, it's go ahead. Who was that?
What happened?
That wasn't somebody playing. Oh, okay.
I was clearing my throat, but can I say something about that?
Yeah, I said, go ahead.
Look, the SEC is the training ground for the NFL. That's where all the money is. That's where Alabama is. And it's amazing to me that they didn't figure out a way to get Alabama back up to the number four or number three position. But they did everything they could, and they couldn't do it. The weak link in the top four that you named is USC. USC, yep. I don't think, can beat TCU, Michigan, Ohio State, really, and none of them right now can beat Georgia. Georgia's the top team out there. The problem that Michigan has is their coach. Yeah, exactly. Michigan's problem is their coach. They got a good team. He just happened the last two games, even though they've been on a great winning streak, haven't lost a game, he really coached the last two games. He really coached and beat teams that he should have lost to, but he really coached, especially the last game they played. But Georgia's the top team out there, and TCU, everybody been hating on them, like you said, Kale, but TCU has been a good team for the last 4 or 5 years. They just can't get the credit from the power that be because Texas is in the same state that they're in.
Yeah.
But TCU has always been a good team.
Right, right. And I honestly think Texas don't want no parts of TCU this season. I think they don't, seriously, because I watched Texas play, and I'm not seeing that same deal or push from Texas that we're used to seeing. So, you know, they can say what they want. TCU used to be the joke, used to be the laughing stock. Them dudes ain't that dumb. No, not no more. Not no more.
Okay.
But I think we all knew that TCU was good. It's the way the powers that be in football was treating TCU. They're the ones wouldn't let them go to the, even when they had a perfect record, they figured out a way to get Alabama back in the fold, and TCU suffered so Alabama could be in the money game.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about that? Do you think maybe because Alabama had more players that were going on to the next level that everybody wanted to see that they would do that to TCU? Because like we both said, TCU has always had a good team. They just never, you know, I don't want to say amounted to anything, but they never had that game or that season that they were deniable, undeniable, where you had to put them somewhere in there. And now I think, you know, again, like I said in the beginning, now that teams are pretty much equaling up the talent, you know, a guy can go to TCU and get the notoriety and the television time that they didn't get back in the day. So do you think it was just a matter of the players that TCU had as opposed to the players that Alabama had, or was it just they just had no respect for TCU?
It was the money that Alabama generated because it was such a, it was a much bigger school. TCU school is not as big as Alabama. So, yeah, they was number one, but they weren't generating the money that Alabama would generate for television rights. So they kept pulling for Alabama. And then when you don't want a couple of national champions, everybody wants to go to your school, and it's easier to pay them off to come there.
That's
right.
True.
Right. Yeah, that's a great explanation. And it's a shame. It really is a shame because there were players that went on from TCU and had great careers, you know.
Yep.
But you gotta wonder, you know, what did we miss because they didn't give these guys the opportunity that they should have had, you know. Who did we miss? What great player, you know, because Alabama, unless you were an exceptional talent, they had all type of requirements for you to make their playing team. Now, they would get you and redshirt you in a heartbeat, you know. They'll bring you on and redshirt you in a heartbeat. But when it came down to it, you know, your grades aren't good enough, or this not right, or that's not right. You know, it was always something. It was always something. So, you know, I hate the fact that these guys were treated as such this way. Speaking of TCU. Because, yes, it's not a huge school. It's not an Alabama or Texas or Ohio. But them boys play good football, man. Them boys play real good football down here. So hopefully TCU makes some noise, man. They 12-0 right now, you know. Hopefully they make some noise where they're just undeniable, you know. So, you know, hey, no way we'll know until they play the game. Go ahead.
That's right.
Another team I didn't hear you mention, and I don't know what their record is right now. Maybe Sis, you know, if she got the time, I'll find out before we go off the air. But I think it's Kansas State. They got a great team. They got a great team, you know. But the money, man, you got to the school you come from, you know, These guys want their money. These people that prop these schools up, they want their money.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, true that. And they're going to get it. And they're going to
get
it. Yes, sir. We as fans can be as upset and distraught over this as we want to, but these guys are going to get it. For those of you that have missed it, we're talking about the college football top 10. Number one is Georgia at 12-0. Number two is Michigan at 12-0. Number three is TCU at 12-0. Number four is USC at 11-1. Number five, Ohio State, 11-1. Number six, Alabama, 10-2. Seven, Tennessee, 10-2. Eight, Penn State, 10-2, 9, Washington, 10-2, and number 10 is Clemson at 10-2. I'm saying maybe we'll see this. Well, I know that the top four, as long as they don't have any hiccups going into this playoff season, we should see them in the playoffs. We should see them.
Kansas State is 9-3.
Okay.
And they play TCU Ooh. Their next game. That's December the 3rd.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a good game. Woo!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's definitely going to be a good one to watch. And, yeah, I'll be front and center on that one. I will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
They play Saturday, right, Trees?
Next week is going to determine a lot. Yep.
They play,
next week is going to be this Saturday.
12 noon.
Yeah.
Yep.
This week going to determine a lot, bro. This week is going to
determine you're
a lot.
Right.
I see how.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how Oklahoma, now Alabama gets blown out. I mean, not only did they lose, but they got blown out. I can't remember who they got. Was it South Carolina? Somebody blew them out, and they still got a chance to make it to the championship game. That lets you know, man. You talk about Donaghy. You talk about Donaghy and walking calls and how corrupt everything is. Nothing's more corrupt than college football.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no, you made a good point.
Yeah, you made
a good point.
And college football was the most watched at the same time not watched sport out there. Understand what I'm saying? Everybody loved Saturday evening watching college football. And especially if you had that 7 o'clock slot, we love it. But no one really dove into what's going on with college football. No one really said, "Hey, you know, what's happening with these teams?" And now that has begun to pick up traction. Everybody wants to be on the up and up. Everybody is trying to do things as right as possible. And now you have a team like TCU, that talent that would normally go to Alabama. No, they stand right at TCU. That talent that would normally go to Ohio State. Nah, they're going to Georgia. And we're seeing these guys build the proper organizations with the right coaches, as 57 said. Because for a long time, I believe, I used to look at Jim Harbaugh and be like, why does he still have a job?
He's
doing nothing. Yes. Jim Harbaugh was horrible when he first came to Michigan. He was horrible there, you know,
He had good teams, though, sis.
And he got outcoached.
Look, I'm still saying he left us. I liked him as our coach. I mean, people couldn't take the way he was coaching, but I was all in. Like, I'm all in with Kyle.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Jim,
I got
Jim Harbaugh.
I got
on the level.
I like him.
He's perfect on his level that he's at now. He's perfect where he is now.
He went back to his lane.
He's perfect.
What lane he needs to be in.
That's why I got respect for him. Right there. He was like, "No, this NFL ain't
for me.
I'm going back to college." Yep.
And you know who else?
And he said it.
You know who else?
Who?
This year. Matt Rhule, when the Panthers let
him go,
he went on back. He signed the 8. He about to get paid big bucks,
yep.
Millions and millions of dollars. Yeah, he got a nice contract.
Matt Rhule went on back. Did what he did. Everybody said, "Huh, man, I'm staying down here where I'm at."
Nick Saban. After Nick Saban did what he did. Right. And back to college and had success, everybody was like, man, well, I really want to go.
They forgot
to
about what he did up here.
Exactly.
Yeah,
let's
forget
all
about it.
Yeah.
007, welcome to the corner, bro. How you feeling today?
Hey, 007.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, y'all talk about the right subject right now, because I was just thinking, man, I can't believe Michigan is up in them ranks. I have, you know, they haven't won a championship. I don't think they won a national championship since Desmond Howard won that Heisman Trophy that year. And, Notre Dame is my team. My second team is Michigan because Rocky Ishmael played with Notre Dame, and you had Michigan with, you know, the Tom Brady's, the Rob Wilson's, and, you know, the on and on and on. But I got them winning this year.
Now, I got a question, 007. Because Tom Brady was a goofy at Michigan. Ain't nobody know Tom was going to be what Tom is. And you can't start liking a man because he started winning late in his career. I mean, is that possible? Am I wrong? Because he was, listen. He was an ordinary nobody at Michigan.
He was a quarterback at the Rose Bowl, and he beat Ryan Leaf. So, you know, the same Ryan Leaf, you know, was drafted in the first round to take Drew Brees' place, and you know what happened there? He was a bust, and he was a first-round draft pick bust versus Tom Brady, a fifth-round draft pick. And you're absolutely right. Nobody did not give Tom Brady a shot. But when you have a tight end like Runt who could bail you out on third down that could make you look good, or the, you know, this fake rule that happened in 2001, y'all know what I'm talking about. And, you know, he got
it.
He did it.
Yeah, he did. He's the right guy at the right place in the right time. So I'm going to take that from him. But,
Drew Brees ought to be thinking. He ought to be doing what Michael Jordan did for Pippen. He ought to be buying him a Porsche.
Oh, really?
Tom Brady, same Drew Brees. You know, Drew Brees went to the Super Bowl. You know, what was that? But with Desmond Howard won the MVP with Green Bay, and I'm thinking that they was gonna win. And Bill Parcells went on the opposite airplane of the players after the Super Bowl. They're wrong. But you know, it brings me to, you know, Tom Brady taking Drew Brees' place when he got injured, you know, and, you know, got a ring off of it. And
my dad smoking that stuff again.
What's up? Only thing I have is Red Eye State.
There you go.
Come on, brother Tay. Come on, Tay.
Mr. Chavachai, take us off the ring. Mr. Chavachai, get us off the track.
Hey, it's crazy, man. Hey, what's up, Taylor Corner family? Nothing we respect always.
What's
hey, man, I'm going with Michigan. What's up with you, 007? What's up, 57, Big Grub, Miss T? Lou?
Hey,
what's going on?
I'm going with Michigan, man.
The way they beat Ohio this week,
I'm going with Michigan, man.
Hey, stay home. Mm-hmm.
I'm going
that
with Michigan.
That's
nobody.
The first time.
So, Saturday, listen, y'all, we got a bunch of games on Saturday, right? And so y'all know, okay, so Kansas State is playing TCU at 12. I'm just going to give y'all the main games. LSU is playing Georgia.
I only got one
$5. Well, we're not doing this one. Just get on my nerves.
No, that's
Clemson at North Carolina, and then we got Purdue at Michigan. So we're going to have some good games on Saturday, and then bringing up the bridge on Sunday, all the NFL games. We're going to be football all week, y'all, from Saturday to Sunday, all day.
Can I ask the expert one question? And this is subtle everything. Sis, Who the best football team out there in college football right now? Who do you think? I think it. Rest my case, y'all. Scratch it, mark it down. Them the champions right there, Georgia. Just been verified. Y'all heard it. Lady T.
I mean, Michigan had a great win over Ohio State last weekend. You can't take nothing away. But Georgia playing in another atmosphere, man. Defense, offense, special teams, they just got it going on all around the game. So, one difference, a subtle difference that I've noticed, Georgia players are a little more disciplined than Michigan players are. I was watching
just
that Michigan Ohio. Yeah, just a little bit, but sometimes when you're going to get up against an opponent,
you need that.
And yes. That slight little difference can mean all the difference in the world. So, that's why I give Georgia that edge. On the field,
they got more trees in Georgia.
But what? Did you just say that?
Nothing, man. Let's skip over that. Let's skip over that. Okay, let's keep going.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
The Southeast Conference, you know, college football is better than the Big Ten. That's the one. So, for example, if Georgia was going against Michigan hypothetically in the championship, Michigan will be a heavy underdog because Southeast Conference always been running stuff. Alabama, then you know, as mentioned, Georgia. And so it'll be like the North versus the South. And Georgia, you know, people will pick Georgia to win. By me loving Michigan, I put my money on them, but that don't stop me, you know, knowing the fact that Southeast Conference is the most powerful conference in college football. For the last 15 years, starting Nick Saban.
That's true. Yeah.
And let's not for LSU.
Who I got for the upset
this Saturday? The beat Georgia.
Georgia in the NFL and switching with the Carolina Panthers, and nobody will never know the difference. Sunday morning to come and take Carolina out there. Nobody knows. Georgia good, man.
I can't with him. I cannot.
We got some straight up mean people. Okay, of course. Cap, come on in here, Cap. What's up, bro? How you feeling?
What's up, Cap?
Hey, what's up,
Cap? Welcome back.
How y'all doing?
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Here, I know, bro.
Yeah, you were scared, man. He had to get a couple of victories on his belt before he could come back on this corner.
No, listen.
Don't let
the storm
pass. It's that time of year when they're doing a lot of snatch and grabs, baby. So I'm in the mix. Kel be texting me from his warm home while I'm outside fighting crime. So.
Well,
I'm out.
I do the cold from 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon. I pass that baton off, man, after 2 o'clock. That's about
it. Yeah, I go 9 to 9, so I hear you, brother. But anyway, long story short, keep your eye out for a stolen Amazon truck with about 1,000 packages in it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
are y'all serious?
That's right.
I'm serious. I'm very serious, yeah.
That is so sad. I hope those people recover their money.
I'm going to be on the lookout, bro. But depends on what they got on that truck.
I'm saying right now, I ain't looking out. I'm not looking out. I'm not. I love me. I'm going to be in the house.
Right.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Hey,
but,
Cap, I don't even know if we should be talking to you or not, Cap. You sound like you're into some serious stuff.
Oh, no. It's all good, bro. It's all good. This is a breakaway from that mess. This is a pleasant breakaway from that crap.
What is your truck
by tapping my phone?
Right there, 10th Street off of H, Northwest DC.
Oh, yeah, they already offloaded.
Today they got us at Burberry for $8,300.
Oh, yeah, if he find that truck, it's going to be still gone.
All right, well, just drop off a couple of my iPhone 14s and the PS5, you know what I mean?
Kirby said
if he find that truck, it's going to still be gone.
I know that's right. I agree with 57 and Lady T about Georgia. I'm not versed in college football. I'm a fan of Ohio State. Got whooped last week, but I like Georgia. Georgia, real deal. Like you say, you can put them on Sundays, and you really wouldn't tell the difference. They so disciplined.
Mm-hmm. That's a grown man.
Yeah, exactly. They show up like they on a business trip. You know, show up like they on a business trip, and ain't no fun. And I mean, I'm sure they're still kids, so I'm sure they have their fun and their good time or whatever. But they keep it to a moderate, very moderate scale. You know, so like we say, guys, like Tree said, this weekend there ready to be some good college games, man. About to be some good college game. And with that
these championships
said,
too.
You know
yeah,
what?
The championships is right.
I ain't even gonna take it to a commercial trees. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna just do that.
Okay. Come on,
hey.
Dad.
Every time I hear that joke, he bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Yeah, that's bad, man. That's bad.
Yes.
All right. Let me. We're gonna do this real quick. When you hear your name, yay or nay? Yay or nay? When you hear your name, Reese.
Yay.
All right.
You hear me?
57. Yeah, we heard you.
Yay or nay? Yay.
57. Oh, I can't get on my back. Darius.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hey, check. My bad. I'm going to need you to get off the Billy D, man.
Sound like Billy D. Williams. Yeah.
I'm under the weather, that's all.
Okay. 007.
Yay.
Cap.
Yay.
Nemo.
Yay.
All right. Hey, Nemo.
Hey,
I'm Charlie. Right now. I got my angels. Reese and Nemo. Huh? I might win again this week. Let's go.
I know that's right, bro. I might need a check. I hear you over there, bro. And Betty said you ain't call her name.
Oh. Look, I'm looking at it right here. My Betty.
You said I'm
representing here. Representing that online crew. Yeah, talk about.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Everybody is here and accounted for. So listen, guys. You guys can play for bragging rights only, which is perfect.
I know y'all trying to keep me out, but I'm playing.
Oh,
we were trying to keep you out, man.
I said Tang. I thought you
was ain't hear your name, Tang. I ain't hear my name
either, 57. I was like, oh.
I know, man.
I
ain't call your name.
So I wrote it down. I got Kill. I got Lady T, Tang, Reese, Darius, Betty, 57, 007, Cap, Meemaw, and Lou. Okay? okay? Even though Lou's not here, he's already submitted his stuff in. I just have to get it from off of Kill's Corner. All right.
Let's
go. I told
him. Ignore him, Mima. Ignore him.
I'm saying the same thing. Ignore him. All right. Thursday night game, y'all. Thursday night game. I don't think Kirby is on here, but I don't know if he's playing or not. But he's here.
Okay.
Bills and Patriots, you guys. Bills and Patriots. Mima, start us off. The Bills.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Cat.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
Come on, Darius.
Bills.
57.
The Patriots.
007.
Patriots.
Come on, Reed.
The Bills.
Tang.
Bills.
Come on, Kel.
Bills.
I'm going Bills. Make sure ain't Lou. Listen, I'm not going to call Lou's name because I will have to go back and look at the live because he put it's way up there. So I just go back and write them down. If y'all want to see them, they're on Kel's Corner. This is a division game, guys. This next game
what
is a division game.
Who my baby going with?
Bill. Sorry, Bill. I apologize. I thought you were looking at hers over there.
Uh-uh.
She going to say, hello, I'm in here.
Get her.
Let her put off that belt.
Oh,
okay. Put the belt away, BJ. Put the belt away. Okay. Packers, Bears. Come on, Cat.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. Only reason being this game, both quarterbacks probably out, so it's going to be battle of the backups. I'm going to stick with the Packers on this one.
Okay. Betty says Packers. Come on, Mima. Somebody mute their phone. Green Bay. Come on, Darius. Packers in the Bears, Darius. No, we can't hear you.
Packers,
oh, I
Packers,
hear you now.
Packers. My bad.
I got you. Come on, 57.
Green Bay.
007.
Bears.
Come on, Kale.
Green Bay.
Come on, Reese.
Green Bay.
Tang.
Chicago.
I'm going Packers. I don't know. That was a little hard for me. All right, that was a division game, guys. This next game is not a division game, but it's all the more important anyway. Steelers versus the Falcons. Steelers versus the Falcons, you guys. Come on, 007.
Falcons.
Come on, my baddie. What you got? She ain't say nothing yet. Come on. Oh, she said Falcons. 57.
Steelers, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Darius.
Steelers.
Let's go, Mima.
What did Darius say?
Steelers.
Steelers.
57
teams. Oh, Lord. Hold on. I want to change my vote. Let me change my vote, man.
I'm going with the Steelers. They're cooking up something over there. A little too late, but they're cooking up something.
Boy,
oh, okay. I'm going Steelers. Kane.
ATL.
Come on, Reese.
Pitt's done for the year.
Steelers. Steelers, yes. Come on, Kale.
ATL.
Did I get everybody? Did I get everybody? Yes, 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 yes. Okay.
Mima. Mima. Mima.
I got Mima. She said Steelers.
Oh, she did. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Jets versus
oh,
the
yeah.
Vikings.
She said,
she said 50-17.
Right. That's, I'm laughing.
Jets versus the Vikings, guys. Come on, Reese. What say you?
Jets. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on with. So Betty says Vikings. I am going Vikings. I need 20, can someone help? James Kale said he needs $20. Can you help him? Tang?
Who?
James Jones.
I'm going Vikings.
He tried to be funny, probably. Come on,
yeah,
Kale.
I'm going Vikings. Sorry, Reed.
Come on, 57.
Jets.
J-E-T-S. Come on, 007.
Vikings.
He said he's serious.
Come on, cuz.
There he is. Dun.
Vikings.
All right. Let's go, Mima. Vikings. Who's the computer? Cat.
That's me. I'm working. Vikings.
Come on, Cat.
I got the Vikings on this one.
Okay. All righty, guys. Jags versus the Lions. Jags versus the Lions, you guys. What say you, Tank?
They playing in Detroit?
Yes, sir.
Going with Detroit.
You going with Detroit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Come on, Ms. Reese.
Detroit.
I'm going Lions. Kale.
Lions.
Betty says Jags. Come on, 57.
Jags.
007.
Lions.
Come on, Darius.
Jack.
Cat.
Oh, man, I'm going to go with the one team always find a way to lose. I'll go with the Jack.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going with the Jags.
All right. Did I get everybody? Yes, I did. All right. Titans versus the Eagles, guys. Titans versus the Eagles. And this game is in Philly. Come on, Kale.
Eagles.
Come on, Shane.
Titans.
Come on, Reese.
The Eagles.
Betty says Eagles. Come on, Daria.
Eagles.
57.
Titans.
I think the Titans gonna win too. 007.
Titans.
I'm going Titans. All right. Let me see. Did I get everybody? Betty says Eagles. Got you. Mima. The Eagles. Come on, Kat.
Going with Philly.
I'm going to put a star by that one. I'm going to put a star by that one. I'm going to put a star by that one because I want to talk about that one for real.
Oh, okay. Highlight it on your paper.
No doubt. All right.
Oh, boy.
Browns versus the Texans, guys. And I think, I'm not for sure, but I think Deshaun Watson is playing in this game.
Deshaun Watson will be starting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, come on, Mima.
Cleveland.
Browns and Texans. What'd you say, Mima? I'm sorry.
Cleveland.
All right. Betty says Cleveland as well. 57, what say you?
Texans.
007.
I would never pick them. Browns.
That's why you don't win.
He won.
Browns.
He won.
Everybody had to talk his defense.
Stop smoking on squeeze, man.
Come on, Jay.
He won.
Oh, man. Come on, Reese.
The Browns.
I'm going Browns. Kale.
I'm going Browns.
Cap.
Browns.
Did we get everybody? Yeah. All right. Washington, this is a division game, guys. A division game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my throat. Washington versus the Giants. Washington Commanders versus the Football Giants. This game is in New York, guys. This game is in New York. In my throat. Come on, Kale.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Cal.
Watch the football team.
I got you. Come on, Shane.
Giants. That was tough, though. I ain't gonna lie.
The midget's gonna let you down, bruh.
No, they that was tough. I ain't gonna lie.
What'd you say, Reed?
Washington.
Oh, I thought you said Giants.
Washington.
Yeah, I'll be trying to stop.
Come
you
on,
know
Cap.
What,
So I'm going with the I'm going with the Commanders.
Okay. That was hard for you to say, Cap.
Well, you know they got all these names. They mix. I was about to say the Skins, the Washington Commodores. You know.
How you messing with your
Cap?
Come on, Mima.
Hey, Cap.
Come on, Cap. I mean, Mima.
I'm going with the home team.
What home is that?
Southeast Washington, dear.
Straight like that.
That's like me, Mom.
Oh, my God, I love me, Mom. Come on, Darius.
New York.
Of course. You know you ain't going with your tattoo.
Washington State. Betty says Washington. Come on, 57.
The New York football giant.
Yes.
New York City. Take command. Commanders.
I'm going giant, but I think I might change it, so.
Oh.
I'm going to put a side beside mine right now. I got it till we get off this call, honey, to change it. So.
I'm going to ask you
Broncos versus the Ravens. Broncos versus, did I get everybody? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I got everybody. Broncos versus the Ravens. This game is in Baltimore. Broncos versus the Ravens. Come on, 007.
I'm going with Baltimore.
There's a P.
57.
Baltimore.
Y'all crazy.
That's right, Baltimore.
Betty says Ravens, baby. Mm-hmm. Darius.
Raven.
Come on, Cap.
Baltimore.
Mima.
Baltimore.
I'm going Ravens.
They going all the way across.
Ravens.
Okay, Reese.
Yeah, Ravens.
Right. Okay.
Our first
but that
week.
Is our first sweep, guys. That is our first sweep. I love it.
Yay.
I love it. I love it. All right. So that game never happened. Dolphins.
I might change my mind before this is over.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Well,
hey,
have
man,
that right, sir.
Neymar.
You have that right.
Neymar is on here with us, man. I got him. Anyway.
Dolphins versus the 49ers, you guys. Dolphins versus the 49ers. This game is being played in Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and put my 49ers down because y'all know that's what I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Mima.
49ers.
Come on, Cap.
Scariest team in the league if they're healthy, 49ers.
Yep.
Come on, Cap. We don't need all that, Cap. We don't need all that, Cap.
My bad.
It's too late, bro. We already put out there, bro. Come on, Darius.
My honey.
Come on, Betty says 49ers. 57.
Just the trap game, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Just the trap game.
Yeah, buddy. You got that right.
Come on, 007.
Yeah, I'm going with the Dolphins.
Yeah, they shiny nickel, but they ain't got no substance.
Let's go, Tang.
49ers.
Come on, Reese.
The Dolphins.
Kale.
Miami.
All right. Did I miss anybody? No, I did not.
Mm-mm.
Let's keep it right on moving to a division game, guys. The lower end of the spectrum, but it is what it is. Well, not one, but, yeah, just one of them. Hawks versus the Rams. Hawks versus the Seahawks versus the Rams, guys. This game is being played in L.A. in the Rams' house. So, with that being said, come on here, Darius. Start us out. Seahawks versus the Rams.
Seahawks.
Okay, so what is going on with you? Come on, Batty. What you got? Hawks? Okay. Come on, 57.
Seahawks.
007.
Seahawks.
Come on, Mima. Seahawks. Come on, Cat.
Guaranteed Seahawks. Rams and quit on the season. Everybody fake hurt.
Even the coach.
Come on, Cam.
Coach being punched in the jaw.
Seahawks.
Right.
Come on, Tay.
Seahawks. Hey, put a star by that one, Big Brother. I'm going to hear what happened about punching in the jaw.
He didn't see the game.
By accident. Come on, Reed.
Oh, I thought a player punched.
Yeah.
Walking with his head down.
Yeah, he was with his head down. I'm going to see how this
went. He was frustrated. Okay.
That's our first week. Well, our second week. That game never happened.
Mm.
All right, guys. Let's keep it right on chugging on down the road. We got another division game, Chargers versus the Raiders, you guys. Who is that? Mariota and Herbert? All right.
Yep.
So let's keep it no. going, guys. Come on, Darius.
Carr.
What's up?
Derek Carr.
Oh, he's still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Carr. They ain't letting him go. He got paid.
Oh, come
that's
on.
Derek Carr Dodgers. And Adams.
Dodgers.
All right. Come on. Betty says Chargers. Darius says Chargers. 57.
Who playing?
Chargers, Raiders.
Raiders.
Las Vegas. They playing in Las Vegas. Come on, 007.
Raiders.
Raiders, too. We're on the Raiders.
Okay. Come on, Reese.
The Chargers.
Mima.
Chargers.
Cat.
Chargers.
Tang.
Raiders.
Chargers.
Raiders.
You messed up now. You doing good for a minute.
Oh.
All right. I think I got everybody. All right. Chiefs versus the Bengals, guys. Chiefs versus the Cincinnati Bengals. And that's where they're playing, in Cincinnati. They're playing in Cincinnati. So who's up first? Come on, Tang. Chiefs, Bengals.
Chiefs. What's the Chiefs record?
I'm going. Huh?
9-2.
The Chiefs. 9-2. They got it. Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs.
You going with the Chiefs? Okay. Come on, Reese.
The Chiefs.
Betty says Chiefs. Come on, 007.
Bengals. Yeah, I have a title.
Come on, 57.
I was scared to say Bengals, but if somebody else was stepped out there, I'm going to step out there. Bengals.
Yeah.
Come that's on, Darius.
Grab his hand, 007.
Chiefs.
That's all right.
What'd you say, Darius?
Chiefs.
You said Chiefs.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Come on, Mima.
The Chiefs?
I'm going with the Chiefs.
I am taking the Chiefs as well. All right. Sunday night game. Colts versus the Cowboys, guys. Sunday night game. This is a Sunday night game. All eyes will be on this game only. Colts versus the Cowboys.
This
okay?
will be a sweep.
Come on, Chang.
True to that blue.
Yep.
Which one?
Come on, Reese.
True. The alphabet
name.
Cowboys. Yeah, Chang. Both on blue.
Y'all ain't crazy.
What's that saying?
He said, y'all ain't crazy.
Come on, finish
up. Hey, who is Cowboys and who?
Colts.
Indians.
I'm going with the Colts, man. I can't really justify rooting for
someone who
did that to our people. Who did that to the people a long time ago.
I'm going with the Cowboys. Man, come on, nobody will be winning. You don't be winning.
Because you won one time, you want to brag about it. Wear your badge on your chest.
That's right. Jim McMahon still. Jim McMahon still.
Just so you know, I've been disqualified 3 times, so you'll know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Come on, Mima.
Oh, 57. Is Jerry Jones going to let us in?
Ooh.
I don't know, Mima. I'm with you on this one, baby. Watch your step. There's a lot of trees in Dallas. There's a lot of trees in Dallas.
Evil, hate.
But I know with the Cowboys since he didn't let my grandmother into school.
Right.
Woo.
It wasn't that a thing. He didn't let nobody get in, y'all. Oh,
he was with it.
He was out there, though.
He ain't pulled the trigger, but he was there.
He was 14. What y'all was doing when y'all was 14?
I ain't taking no racist.
I wasn't blocking. Exactly. Let's keep it moving.
Come on, y'all.
Come on, Cap.
Boys and goats. Who we at there? Cap.
Come on, Cap.
I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys, even though I don't want to.
All
right. We need to put
Come
a star
Cam.
Beside that one right
Come
there.
Cowboys.
Is this a sweep?
That is the Sunday night game, y'all. That was the Sunday night game. So let's move on to the Monday night game, which is a division game. And this game, nobody else will be playing but this team, Saints and the Bucks. Okay, this used to be such a good rival, but
I know
Drew Brees isn't there anymore, so I don't know. I guess they gotta do what they gotta do as well. Come on, Mima, Saints versus the Bucks, Monday night game.
The Bucks win table. Tampa Bay 27.
Your phone breaking up, Mima. Say it one more time.
27-14, the Bucks.
Got it. So Betty says Bucks. And she's just going 21-20. All right, come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
29-19.
All right. Come on, Kale.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bucks. And I'm going to say 28-15.
Okay. Come on, Kat.
27-17, Bucks.
All right. Come on, Reese.
24-14.
25-14.
007.
I'm
going
with the Saints,
yeah. 26-24.
What is it? 26?
26-24.
I got
the Saints.
You.
Come on, 57.
27-13, Bucks.
Come on, Darius.
21-10, the Bucks.
Damn.
What to say?
Yeah, hey, Trees.
Well, yeah.
I'm gonna change mine to 28-10, Bucks.
All right. I am going Bucks 31-20. Oh. Okay. So listen, guys. Listen, I got everybody's score and everything. So listen, if you guys are playing, well, who say? If you guys are playing for the kitty, right, the kitty, then the dollar sign M-A-M-A-B-O-S-S, the number 5, you guys. And if you're just playing just for fun, you can do that as well, too. But everybody, I need $5 if you're paying for the kitty. I need it before kickoff tonight at, what, 8 o'clock? So I need that in before then. If do anybody want to change anything that they wrote down today?
Damn, okay. I ain't write nothing down.
I ain't say y'all here to write it down. I'm saying, do y'all want to change? I wrote it down. Do y'all want to change anything? Losing.
Hey, I'm gonna change.
I want to change.
I want to change.
What you
want,
Reed? Mima. Wait a minute, Kim. Would you say Mima?
That was me, Reed.
That's Reed. Oh, Reed. Sorry.
Yes.
Which one?
The Jaguars. Not the Lions.
Oh, you want the Jag?
Yes.
Gotcha. Anybody else? Kim?
I want to change from the Steelers to Atlanta.
You never
How
had
dare
the
you?
He never had the
Steelers. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Was it Green? So you got me for Green Bay and Atlanta, right?
Right.
Okay. Because I scratched out on my paper, so that's why I thought I didn't.
That's why it's called Lady T's Pit. Keep everybody straight. Keep everybody straight.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Any more changes?
I am changing from the Steelers to the Falcons. Go ahead. Who is talking?
I want the Bears, not the back, the pocket, the Bears.
I got you. Anybody else want to change anything that they wrote today? Did someone say what I said for the school? No, nobody said what you said for the school, Daddy. You said 21-20. Nobody else said that. Everybody has different things. Everybody are good. All right. That is it, you guys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782 is the number, you guys. Get your Cash App in. We'll be right back.
My name is D-Nice. And I'm about to drop some funky lyrics on this track I made up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and you don't stop. Yo, my name is D-Nice, although I hate to admit it. Taking out your suckers and you don't know how I did it. See every episode, remains in this mode. Very cool, very calm, there's no sweat in my palm. I just pick up the mic, proceed with a song. I get right to the point, my composition's not long or short. It's like a sport, hanging in the middle. But now if you're puzzled, let me kick the whole riddle. That my name is Derek, and if I didn't mention D-Nice, it's just a description. It describes the kid on the mic. I'm the TR-808, but just call me D-Nice.
Just call me D-Nice. Boy, that took me back. You know what? I remember walking Coral Hills Y'all know where Coral Hill's at over off Marlboro Pike? Okay. I remember walking up Coral Hills with a boom box, some Pierre Bonnet sweatpants, a polo shirt, and a Kango. What? And you couldn't tell me nothing. My name was D Knight. You understand me? You're talking about? Yeah.
What was this, last week? What was this, last
boy,
week?
Be quiet. I wish it was. I could go back like that just last week, too. Listen, I just want one more morning to wake up and my back ain't hurt. Eagles and Titans. Kane and 007. Oh, Trees 57 too. Trees 57, 007, Kane. Why y'all say the Eagles gonna lose this game? Because I felt Titans, but I went with Eagles. You know, but tell me why y'all think the Titans is gonna win this game.
I don't think they're gonna be able to stop Derrick Henry. It's a trap game.
Yeah,
Derrick Henry's gonna run that ball all over. They can't stop it, man. They can't stop the run. That's gonna open up everything else.
Dominican
Sue,
even though they got him, and he's a big guy, you know, he still, his lateral movement is slow. And if they run the ball, they can beat Philly. They got the same defense. They just add Dominican Sue. That's it.
And they defense made. Yeah. They defense made too. Yep.
They defense for Mike Burbo. Burbo is very disciplined. And like I said, it's the run game. Ain't nobody stopping no Travis Henry. And another thing, too, Jalen Hurts, I don't trust him in this game because.
Who's Travis Henry?
Travis Henry, that's his name, right?
Derrick Henry.
That's medicated.
Henry. Well, yeah, him, that dude.
I can't.
Come
on, man.
I can't.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Mr. Henry.
Hey.
There you go.
You my man, Joe. You my man, Joe.
I love
Devin. What? I always get a good laugh messing around with you, but go ahead.
Jalen Hurts. I don't trust Jalen Hurts in this weather, you know, because in December, he's turnover prone. So I don't trust him in this game. And Tennessee defense is stout. So that's why I picked Tennessee over Philadelphia. And I'm mad Carson went through that dumb interception, too. So,
I can't with him.
Yeah.
He went all the way back there.
Yeah, I sure did. I was at that game. That hurt my feelings.
I understand, bro.
007
came
out feeling hurt.
I still wake up screaming, don't throw that damn ball. You know? But, hey.
It was a long way up the stairs. I thought I was going to have my chest out like, yeah, we're going to win that game. It was a long way walking up them stairs at the stadium.
Yeah, I've been there.
I cannot, man.
That's the walk of shame. That's the walk of shame.
You know what
boy.
I'm talking about?
Especially if you got your arch rival sitting right beside you when you lose.
What? And as a Washington fan, there's always the team we praise, Bama and his girl, dressed in nail pearl. In our stadium, always.
Y'all
always. So, yeah.
Hey, man.
It was a couple
had
a Tennessee Titans jump.
You say what about Pittsburgh?
I said I took these people to Pittsburgh one time, and we was watching the game. I knew we had won. Next thing I know, this dude ran the ball all the way down the middle. I look at these people jumping up
playing?
And shouting and screaming. Huh?
What was
I don't know who was playing.
Wait, you talking about the Cowboy Pittsburgh game.
If you remember all that 57, you know that dude that ran down the middle of that field 57.
Hey, man, I cannot remember that dude's name for nothing.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it.
Hey, hey, you know what? Speaking of trap games.
His face was hurt.
I view that Seahawks game as another trap game as well, man. You know, anybody else with me?
Yeah, man.
I think the Rams. I
was thinking about it was a trap game, but then I started saying, man, everybody on the Rams is gone. Aaron Donald don't play offense, man. I can't see nothing happening for them on offense right now.
Exactly.
That's the only reason why.
Okay.
And the Seahawks defense is dangerous. You have the defense.
It wasn't dangerous last week, bro. It wasn't dangerous last week because they should have won that game. Anytime you score 37 points, you're supposed to win the game, lose the game 40-37. Your defense didn't do anything.
Nobody wasn't playing defense.
The kicker
sounds like nobody played.
And both of y'all right. The kicker and nobody played defense that game. The offenses were rolling, but nobody played defense. And then the kicker sits on the bench, and you bring him out there. You getting $10 million, and you can't make a field goal. One job.
That's all right. He's gonna be sitting on the couch just like us. That's all right.
Okay.
You got 38 minutes to think about what you need to do at the end of the game.
Come on, 57. Give us the last word.
I wish everybody good luck on their picks and everything. Like I said, hope I win. But God bless everybody. Y'all have a nice weekend. Go Steelers.
All right. I can take that. That was good. Kelly, Miss, and I'm going to follow it up with this. Kelly, Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. Kelly, Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kelly, Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kel's Corner on Instagram at Kel's Corner and on Facebook at Kel's Corner. You guys can log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, enjoy your week. Kel, enjoy your win. We love you guys so very much, and we'll see you guys right back here on Tuesday, 5 p.m. sharp. And go all of the football teams. Go, go, go.
All right. Hey,
you have some great
nice words. If you love them, they should already know. Hey, y'all, this is how I'm walking into work tomorrow. Yeah, that's how I'm out.
Well, all right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Yeah.